The Environmental Protection Agency finalized a rule this week to protect kids from lead paint in homes and childcare centers. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports kids exposed to lead can have trouble learning, behavioral issues, and poor kidney function.
Under the new EPA standards, any level of lead and dust that could be detected by your average lab would trigger a cleanup. The state estimates more than half of all homes in Indiana were built before lead paint was banned in the late 1970s. That'll likely increase costs for landlords who rent out older homes, but the EPA says they've had decades to remove lead paint. Gabriel Filippelli agrees. He studies lead at Indiana University and directs its Environmental Resilience Institute.
We've been dragging our feet on this. Yes, it's expensive. Good things are expensive to achieve sometimes. And in this case, good thing is to protect children from dust that's sourced from lead-based paint.
Though the state and federal government have some money available for people who own their homes, it's likely not enough to clean up all the lead. Filippelli says hopefully with this new rule, the funding will follow. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Earlier this month, the city of Indianapolis received a more than $1.2 million federal grant to identify and clean up lead paint.